All right, first things first, give me your phone. Yes, I'm serious. You're going to give me 100% of your attention because I am not going to repeat myself. Got it? Everything has to be perfect while I'm gone. I want Daddy to really feel my appreciation and my gratitude for giving me the opportunity to take a vacation. Therefore, I want him to feel like his perfectly trained little fuck slit never even left. Which means you have to pay attention and follow my instructions to the fucking letter. Understand? So, phone now. Come on. There we go. This leads me right into rule number one. Don't make anyone ask you to do something twice, especially not Daddy. You have to stay ahead of your job, anticipate what needs to be done, and anticipate Daddy's needs. Always. Now, I'll do my best to lead you through my daily routine so you'll start to know a little bit of what that feels like, okay? To start things off, you must always wake up long before Daddy does. Messes from the previous night should be cleaned up before bed, obviously, but there are times when he'll use your holes until you pass out and then keep on using you while you're asleep. Luckily, Daddy is sweet and understanding, and as long as you take care of the problem first thing in the morning, he stays sweet and understanding. The other reason you need to wake up before him is that you need to have breakfast made before you wake him up. Yes, you are responsible for waking him up on time, and it must be done with your mouth. So, come here. Come here. What did I just say about making people ask you to do something twice? Listen the first time, whore. Now open your fucking mouth. That's more like it. Nice and obedient. Come on, show me what you can do. Here, suck on my thumb. Don't be fucking shy. I know you can do better than that. Come on. There you go, back and forth. Not too fast. I like to wake Daddy up nicely and slowly and gently. There you go, that's better. You know, Daddy isn't just a word. I don't just call him that because he likes to hear it or because I like to say it. I call him that because all I need in this world is to be used up and tossed aside like the worthless little piece of fuck trash I am. And Daddy gives me all I need in this world. If you're going to be my replacement, you'll have to think as I do. Appreciate him as I do. Worship him as I do. Take your time pleasuring his cock as he wakes up. There you go, just like that. Let me feel that pretty pink tongue of yours licking my thumb like a good little slut. Lick it. Lick it again, keep going. Lick and suck my thumb like you're sucking the cock of the man who gives you everything you've ever wanted. Fuck yes, that's it. Oh, Daddy's going to be so pleased with you. And with me for training you. Now swirl that tongue around, that's it. Good girl. You can stop now. Do it just like that to wake Daddy up every single morning, okay? Afterwards, you're going to get his clothes ready for the day and then join him in the shower. Now, every day is different, but just to prepare you, he usually fucks my ass in the shower. So, take your shorts and panties off and bend over. I want to see if your asshole is trained well enough to take him. On the floor, hands and knees, come on. I'm trying to help you little bitch. I need to stretch you out as much as I can right now because come tomorrow morning, I won't be here. And you'll be all alone with Daddy in the shower, not knowing what the fuck to do. Is that what you want? You want Daddy to see what a pathetic, worthless slut you are? That's more like it. Arch your back, you fucking whore. There you go. Good girl. Oh, fuck, it's pretty. You have such pretty little holes. Oh, that asshole is especially just... oh, so cute. So perfect. Oh. Oh, God damn it. It's too perfect. You're way too fucking tight for daddy. Well, I keep all my plugs and lube in my nightstand. My suggestion to you is to start small, work your way up as quickly as you can, and keep yourself plugged all day while you do the chores, okay? So, you'll be doing dishes, vacuuming, scrubbing the bathroom, everything that's on the list, on the fridge, with a plug in your ass, understood? And when someone stops by to use you, let them know how many hours your cute little asshole has been stretched around that plug and ask them politely if they'll fuck your ass for you. You're gonna need all the help you can get. Wait a minute. What the fuck was that? Oh my god, was that a fucking whimper? Shit. Are you crying while I finger your ass? Seriously? That is not going to fly when you're with daddy. You better cut that shit out right now. No one is going to take pity on a whiny little cum dumpster who bit off more than she could chew. Does that pain motivate you, whore? Now do you see why I told you to train your asshole and beg strangers to fuck your ass for you? This little hole needs to be perfectly fuckable for daddy. Do you understand me? All right, let's give it a break for now and you can start training after I leave. So, after getting your ass fucked in the shower, you'll help daddy get dressed and ready for work. I left you a list of everything he needs right next to the stove, along with my recipe book of all his favorite meals that will need to be prepared while he's at work. Now, even when daddy isn't home, there will likely be zero breaks for you. No rest for the wicked, as they say. As soon as one task is completed or one meal is cooked, you'll need to move on to the next and try to get as much done ahead of time as possible. Well, because daddy is probably going to send over quite a few people to try out his temporary live-in whore and compare her to his permanent live-in whore. Oh, but don't worry. To me, this isn't a competition. I pride myself on everything being perfect for daddy, so I really do want you to do well and take care of him and his friends properly, so it'll be like I never left. Most of these people have done favors for daddy and are being paid back by getting to use your pussy. So, treat them exactly as you would daddy with the utmost respect and devotion. Do everything in your power to satisfy them perfectly, and for the love of God, do not ever say no, and do not make them ask you to do anything twice. Well, yeah, like I said, it's rule number one, so I have to keep emphasizing it. Now, there's one more thing, one more major heads up I have to give you, and that is daddy's girlfriend. Yes, he has a girlfriend. Do you have a problem with that, you little cunt? Did you think we were special? Did you think that a man like him could be satisfied with just one or two pieces of ass? Oh, God, you're so much more fucking stupid and naive than I thought you'd be. Thank you. I really needed that laugh. Now, when daddy's girlfriend is here, which sometimes I get a warning and sometimes I don't, she is the queen and you are the servant. Got it? You will obey her orders. You will cook for her. You will clean up after her, same as anyone else who comes through this house. Oh, and there is no room for jealousy, so if you're feeling it now, fine, get it out of your system. But when she's here, you better not let even the merest fucking hint of jealousy show. You will anticipate and attend to all of her needs in precisely the same way you would do for daddy himself. And you will be their fluff girl. If she starts stripping for him, suck his cock while he watches her. While he's taking off his clothes, crawl over to her quickly and lick her pussy. That's just an example, okay? Maybe you'll end up making out with her while daddy watches. But bottom line, you have to anticipate their needs in the moment. Another helpful reminder is that a fluff girl is there to get them ready to fuck each other, nothing else. Unless you're lucky enough to be given permission to touch yourself while you watch them, or they explicitly say that you can join them, your place is on your fucking knees, in the corner of the room, with your hands in your lap. Understood? And if you are invited to join in, it still has absolutely nothing to do with you, okay? He is fucking her, not you. So you need to understand how to make yourself useful for that effort. Your goal is not to come. It's to help Daddy and his girlfriend come, okay? If they invite you in, you are to play with her tits, eat her pussy, lick his balls, that sort of thing. Provide them with extra pleasure in any way you can. You need to understand how to make yourself useful right then and there without getting in the way or being selfish. Think you can handle that? Well, you better handle it. You better be a good fucking girl for Daddy. If I find out that you deviated from my instructions even the tiniest little bit, I will rip off whatever poor excuse for clothes you're wearing, tie you down, tape a vibrator to your fucking clit, gag that filthy little whore mouth of yours, and watch Daddy and all his friends use your pussy and ass over and over and over again until you pass out from exhaustion covered in sticky cum and salty fucking tears. Do you understand me? Good. Now, take the rest of your clothes off and get on the floor on your back. Good girl. First time. Fuck, you're sexy. Even if you fuck up, at least you'll look good doing it. Now hold still. I'm gonna straddle that pretty little face of yours. Jesus, you look so fucking cute. Go ahead, start licking. Mm-hmm, just like that. Don't be shy. Use that little mouth to show me what you're worth. Grinding on that cute little face of yours feels so fucking good. Now, slut, tell me, who do you belong to? Oh, that's right, you belong to Daddy. You're going to anticipate his every need, suck him awake, and fuck him to sleep, aren't you? Oh, you're gonna cook every meal for him, clean his home for him. Pleasure his girlfriend and all of his friends for him. Oh, you're gonna worship him like you've been lost and wandering aimlessly for your whole entire life and have finally found God, finally found a religion to believe in, to wholeheartedly give yourself to. Oh, you're gonna surrender yourself to Daddy's will. Oh, isn't that right? Oh, isn't that right, slut? Oh, and of course you're gonna start training your ass as soon as I leave, huh? Oh, that's right. Good girl. Now, where's the list with everything you need to have ready by the time Daddy leaves for work? Don't fucking stop eating my pussy, you stupid, filthy little fucking whore. I want to hear and feel those muffled words vibrating against my clit. Try again. Oh, there you go. That's right. And what else is right next to it? That's it. My recipe book with all Daddy's favorite foods in it. Oh, good girl. And where do I keep my butt plugs and my lube? Oh, that's right, in my nightstand. Oh, and how many breaks do you get between cooking and cleaning and fucking? Oh, none, that's right. Beginning of giving myself to Daddy was really the beginning of my life. Oh, I would kill to experience it all over again. Oh, God, yes. You feel good, but I can't stop thinking about Daddy. I need to think about Daddy so I can come. Oh, I need to think about Daddy so I can come. Oh, you're just not fucking good enough, bitch, no matter how fucking sexy you are. No matter how good you lick my soaking wet cunt, I can't stop thinking about how lucky I am to have a Daddy who treats me so good, who lets me fulfill my purpose as a used up cum rag. Oh, who lets me be his little cum wallet so I can fuck his friends for money and fuck the landlord for rent. Oh, who lets me play with him and his girlfriend. Who lets me go on vacation and brings me pretty girls to play with and train to be good little sluts like me. Oh, fuck yes, bitch, I'm gonna make you a needy little slut for Daddy just like I am. Oh, soon you won't be able to come without thinking of him either. Oh, fuck, Daddy, thank you. Oh, you're everything to me, Daddy. Oh, even when you're not here, you're making me come. Oh, you're so good to me, Daddy. I love being your cum rag so much, Daddy. I love training other girls to be your little fuck toys, too. Oh, fuck. Fuck, Daddy, thank you. Fuck, Daddy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy, fuck. Fuck, yes, thank you. Fuck, Daddy, thank you. Thank you. Fuck, Daddy, thank you. Fuck, I'm squirting and coming in this little whore's mouth for you, Daddy. Fuck. 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 Oh, God, fuck, thank you, Daddy. Fuck, 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 fuck. Daddy, yes. Daddy, yes. Oh, Daddy, thank you, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Daddy, thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Fuck, yes, thank you, Daddy. Fuck, yes, thank you, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, thank you. Packed, and you've got everything you need, so I'm gonna say that my vacation has officially begun. Oh, your pussy is leaving a huge puddle on the floor, so you might want to do something about that before your first guests start to arrive. Good luck, my little understudy.